When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Hi, this is Bob Gruen, rock and roll photographer from New York, and you're listening to Pantheon Podcast.
History in 5 songs. With host Martin Popoff. A production of Pantheon Podcasts. Let's rock out with Martin.
Hello, once again, welcome back to another episode of History in 5 Songs with Martin Popoff, brought to you by the good people at Pantheon Podcasts. It's the first of the new year. Happy New Year, everybody. Pleased, as always, here to be part of the vast and always expanding Pantheon Podcast Network. We're available on Spotify, iTunes, and over 40 other podcast platforms. All right, this is an episode I've had kicking around for a little while. I kind of broke out the one about the punk, explained right away sort of situation. So there's a little help here from Mick Phelan, Tim Durling, and Neil Miller. Thank you very much. But yeah, what we've got here, a little bit of a morbid episode. This is episode 185. I'm calling this Famous Last Words. Now, I know back in episode 109, we had Best Last Songs. I thought that was a pretty cool episode. There's going to be no overlap with that. This is more like Famous Last Words. So this is, the concept here is, it took me a little while to find all these too, but the concept here is the idea of lyrics at the end of the very last song of a career of a band. So this is last song, last album, they never made another album sort of thing. And all the examples we have here involve death as well. Key members of the band died, maybe close proximity to these last words, or maybe a little bit later, which I guess lessens the drama of the whole thing. But anyways, while we're actually going to start with quite a bit of drama, and this is going to be really morose to start out with, but let's take a listen to our first one here. So again, the idea is how laden with irony or prophetic or wow, look at that are these last words of these bands. So anyways, let's take a listen to our first selection here. This is Joy Division with Decades.
Forever. Can't replace the fear nor the thrill of the chase. These rituals showed up the door for our wandering.
All right, so the Joy Division story, of course, famously Ian Curtis, the lead singer of Joy Division, commits suicide. He hangs himself on the eve of going on their first American tour. He was having relationship troubles. He's married and he cheated on his wife, and he's got epilepsy, he's got stage fright, all these kinds of things. I don't know, where does a stage fright fit into this? Anyways, he was definitely, trepidatious about going on tour. So their first album comes out June 15th, 1979. That's Unknown Pleasures. He commits suicide May 18th, 1980, but the new album is done, so they're going on the U.S. tour. So this is from the album called Closer. So the first one famously has that, black album cover. Closer has a white album cover with sort of a crypt carving sort of thing on the cover. So it's issued July 18th, 1980, so exactly 2 months after he commits suicide. So this is the last song on the Closer album. Again, it's called Decades. And you know what you hear, what you heard there is roughly, you know, weary inside, now our hearts lost forever. Can't replace the fear or the thrill of the chase. Each ritual showed up the door for our wanderings. Open, then shut, then slammed in our face. Where have they been? Kind of goes in repetition from there. So you hear a lot of the strife going on in that. You know, interestingly enough, this is the one that, you know, technically I could have gone with the last song from the first album, which is called I Remember Nothing. And it says, violent, more violent. His hand cracks the chair, moves on reaction, then slumps in despair, trapped in a cage and surrendered too soon. Me and my own world, the one that you knew for way too long. We were strangers for way too long. Definitely these were very depressing lyrics. Obviously, what happened was Joy Division morphed into, without Ian Curtis, into New Order. And New Order was like a big famous band, and they kind of continued on the idea. But great band, very dark, atmospheric, very minimal, kind of a mix of guitar, acoustic drums, electronic drums, some synths, but everything was very, very spare and kind of simple with this band, but pretty effective. All right, let's move on to our next selection here. Take a listen to this. This is Dio with In Dreams.
Don't go, you'll never save me. I just slapped away that helping hand you gave me. Don't wake me. No, don't you shake me. Here's a message from my brain.
Okay, so this is the last Dio album ever, Master of the Moon, August 30th, 2004. The song is called In Dreams, pretty heavy song. Ronnie dies May 16th, 2010, so it's quite a bit later. And then, of course, in the interim there, he had all that great heaven and hell career to go with there. Lots of touring, you know, the full-length record, the live stuff, the extra songs there. But, you know, he wanted to get back to the Dio band, but he never did. But Master of the Moon was the last one they put out. You know, if it goes before we get to that clip, it says, if I'm a river, then you're the sea. Somewhere you'll find me alone and swimming here in ecstasy. If I am silent, you must scream. But I don't hear you. I'm in a place that I've just never seen before. Don't go. So this is where this clip picks up. Don't go. You'll never save me. I've just slapped away that helping hand you gave me. Don't wake up. Don't shake me. Here's a message from my brain. You'll never take me. How can I get through to you? That wishes do come true in dreams, in my dreams. So Ronnie's dreams definitely did come true. He had a big, huge, successful band. He had the stuff with Sabbath and obviously Rainbow. I've often said Ronnie and Graham Bonnet. He's like the baby version of Ronnie James Dio in terms of this idea of being the only three guys I can think of who have three absolute heavy metal classic albums, legendary albums with three different bands. So that's Ronnie and Graham Bonnet. I'm sure you can figure those out, what they are. You know, and it's kind of interesting. There was also a Japanese bonus track on Master of the Moon called The Prisoner of Paradise. And the lyrics in that go, oh, wrap me up in some chains and you can push me out to sea. Cover me up with the ocean, then I'm free. The Prisoner of Paradise. All right, this episode of History in Five Songs with Martin Popoff is sponsored by BetterHelp. Without a healthy mind, being truly happy and at peace is hard. The good news is therapy works. But what is therapy exactly? It's whatever you want it to be. Maybe you're not feeling motivated right now and would like some tools to help, or maybe you're feeling insecure in relationships or at work, not dealing well with stress. Whatever you need, it's time to stop being ashamed of normal human struggles and start feeling better because you deserve to be happy. And now you don't have to worry about finding an in-person therapist near you to help. BetterHelp is a customized online therapy that offers video, phone, and even live chat sessions with your therapist, so you don't have to see anyone on camera if you don't want to. It's much more affordable than in-person therapy, and you can start communicating with your therapist in under 48 hours. Join the millions of people who are seeing what online therapy is really about. It's always a good time to invest in yourself because you are your greatest asset. And special offer to History in Five Songs with Martin Popoff listeners, you can get 10% off your first month of professional therapy at betterhelp.com/5songs. That's better, HELP.com/5songs. Thanks again to BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode.
Hello, Pantheon Podcast listeners. Christian Swain here to tell you more about my experience with Raycon earbuds. Our family now has three pairs of Raycon earbuds around the house. And my wife just grabbed a pair of the Headphone Pros to replace some headphones from a company that was double the price. And yes, she loves them. Now, if you haven't pulled the trigger on a pair of Raycons, or even if you have, but you're in the market for another pair because they're just that good, well, now is the time to check them out. Because they just launched their upgraded model of the best-selling everyday earbuds. With Raycon's upgraded everyday earbuds, now you also get active noise cancellation, ergonomic design, and multi-point connectivity that lets you pair with two devices at once, new quick charge function, three customizable sound styles, plus awareness mode, available in a variety of vibrant new colors to complement any and all skin tones. I even have a pair of earbuds in a cool green color. I have tried just about every earbud known to humankind, and these Raycons are fantastic. Seriously, if you've been wanting to check out Raycons, there truly is no better time. You're going to ask yourself why you didn't check them out sooner, and Raycon offers a 30-day happiness guarantee. So, what are you waiting for? Go to buyraycon.com/pantheon today to get 20% off your Raycon order, plus free shipping. That's right, you'll get 20% off and free shipping at buyraycon.com/pantheon. buyraycon.com/pantheon.
Hey folks, Stefan Shirazi and Renee Richardson here from the Metallica Report.
And we are proud members of the Pantheon podcast family, where the best of music and podcasts unite.
We've got something pretty cool for you. We're giving away an exclusive Metallica merch package worth over $250.
That's a whole lot of scary guys, skulls, M72, and other sought-after Metallica swag. And we've made it easy for you to win. Follow and share the Metallica Report, and you're in the game. Go to pantheonpodcast.com/Metallica, enter your email, and hit that button to be entered to win.
And just like that, you're eligible for our monthly exclusive Metallica merch package.
And guess what, rockers? You can enter every month, so just do it. And while we love our global brothers and sisters, the lawyers won't let us ship outside the U.S.
All right, let's move on to our third selection here, and we shall discuss. This is Pantera with I'll Cast a Shadow. Okay, there you go. So this is the last Pantera song ever. I'll Cast a Shadow, the last song on Reinventing the Steel, March 21st, 2000. Dime and Vinny would go on to form Damage Plan. Dime would be gunned down on stage at the Alarosa Villa in, I believe that's what it's called, in Columbus, Ohio. My good friend Michael Hannon took me to see the place a few years later. December 8th, 2004, that happened. And then we lost Vinny, his brother, June 22nd, 2018. This song, wow. The part that you heard, well, leading up to it says, I'm leaving more eyes open. I close up both of mine for the ones that chase my life. The clip we just heard goes roughly, they're looking over shoulders. Let paranoia in, spontaneously rule them. When I die, I'll cast a shadow, and I'll fly, I'll cast a shadow. Then it goes on. There's a lot of squalling noise in this and a lot of screaming by Phil. When I die, I'll cast a shadow. That's exactly like, I can't tell. Okay, here we go. Shut up and go back to work. So there's all this crazy squalling noise later. It basically sounds like hell. It's kind of like a death song, you know? I mean, put it this way. It really sounds like the last song of a career because basically, all the lyrics that they're kind of really anguished and kind of back in the mix. And then there's all sorts of noise and stuff going on. It's just a caterwaul, just a clamor of noise for most of this song. So it sounds almost like I wouldn't go so far and call it a drone track, but it's almost like they create a a sculpture of, you know, massive, noisy, heavy metal sound to end out their career. So, yeah, pretty interesting. The lyrics kind of line up as well. When I die, I'll cast a shadow. I mean, no one's cast a bigger shadow in heavy metal, you know, pretty much than Dime. Everybody loved Dime. He was awesome. Great guitarist as well. So yeah, that's pretty interesting, and the song itself is called I'll Cast a Shadow. All right, for something completely different, let's move on to our fourth selection here. Take a listen to this. This is the Grateful Dead with I Will Take You Home.
Wherever we go, there will be birds to tune, flowers to color, and the fields to run. Wherever we go, I will be right here. You can't get lost when you're always found.
Okay, so this is from Built to Last, October 31st, 1989. So Halloween 1989, this album comes out. Obviously, from what you just heard, it's just a very simple piano ballad with Brent Midland. So it's a John Barlow lyric. Brent Midland wrote the music, and he is the singer of this. And then Brent Midland, he dies July 26, 1990, so not very long after. And then we eventually lose Jerry Garcia as well, August 9th, 1995. So what you're hearing here is, long is the road we must travel on down, shorter are the legs that will struggle behind. I wish I knew for sure just where we're bound, what we will be doing and what we're going to find. Wherever we go, there will be birds to cheer you, flowers to color in the fields around. Wherever we go, I'll be right here near you. You can't get lost when you're always found. Ain't no fog that's thick enough to hide you. Wow. So, yeah, pretty crazy. It's basically, you know, Brent Midland in a very quiet moment at the very end of this album. And then, you know, a few months later, 6 months later, he's gone. And we know that there's the whole, you know, Keith God Show and Pigpen as well. So, you know, the Grateful Dead's kind of known for losing these keyboardists, right? So yeah, there you go. Grateful Dead, I Will Take You Home. And again, for something completely different again, although it's kind of a ballad, take a listen to this. This is Dead Boys with Ain't It Fun. Okay, so the Dead Boys had the incendiary first album, and I discussed that a little bit, didn't I, in the Punk Explained Right Away episode. I don't think we used it as an actual example. But yeah, that was Young, Loud, and Snotty, and here we are way at the very end of their second album. So this came out June 1978. They only made the two albums. This was a much more kind of better produced, cleaner album. Probably better in the long run. As kids, we didn't like it as much because it is a little bit poppier. It's called We Have Come For Your Children. And interestingly enough, my centerpiece on my album that I bought as a new release has Down to Kill as the title of the album, not We Have Come For Your Children. So Ain't It Fun, this is like a dark, depressing sort of ballad covered by Guns N' Roses on the Spaghetti Incident album. And then way up in the end of the lyrics, Steve Bader is screaming away in anguish, just like Phil Anselmo and very not much like Brent Midland, singing Ain't It Fun when you've broken up every band that you've ever begun. Dead Boys is about to break up, right? Ain't it fun when you know that you're going to die young? So Steve Bader is living in Paris. It's not exactly right away, but he goes through the whole cool Lords of the New Church band. But later on, he's in Paris and he steps off the curb, I believe how this works. He gets hit by a car, doesn't think anything's wrong with him. He dies few hours or day later or something like that. So yeah, hit by a car and this sort of prolonged, eventually dies from internal injuries. That's June 4th, 1990. So yeah, the singer of this song is essentially talking about ain't it fun when you know you're going to die young, and singing in a very anguished way, very much like Phil Anselmo, what we had before. So there you go. There's your five examples. Some honorable mentions. in this regard. So I didn't want to use this one as an example, but, you know, we've got David Bowie with his Black Star album, then he dies right after. We've got some lyrics there. I Know Something's Very Wrong, The Pulse Returns, The Prodigal Sons, The Blackout Hearts, The Flower News with Skull Design Upon My Shoes, I Can't Give Everything Away. I also looked up Badlands, so you go to the end of the, you know, the last Badlands album, which is Ray Gillen's last official album, Voodoo Highway. They only made the two albums. But there's a song at the end called In a Dream, and it goes, in the morning I wake, and I'm blessed by God's grace just to open my eyes, see your face, hold you tight, sweet child, never let me go. Tell me everything, tell me everything will be all right. In the morning I wake, and I'm blessed by God's grace. So yeah, here we got Ray Gillen. That's the last words we hear from him on an official album. Husker Du. Kind of interesting here as well. You know, this guy died. I interviewed him once. Grant Hart had a lot of problems. I think he died of kidney disease or liver disease, liver cancer, liver disease. But yeah, had a lot of drug problems. The last song is at the end of their, you know, epic double album, Warehouse Songs and Stories. It's called You Can't Live at Home. And it goes walking, 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 walk away, walk, keep... walk away, just a lot of repetition. You can't live at home now. You can't live at home now. The other two guys are still around. MC5, their last song is the last song on the High Time album, Skunk, Sonically Speaking. And it goes, I saw you talking on, riding on the crest of a wave. How appalling. The music surrounds you, sounding right in your way. Oh, baby, off we go. Heading for a brand new place. The song's been sung. The deed's been done. Pretty interesting. So, you know, obviously we lose Rob Tyner. We've actually lost, I think, three of those guys now. There's only two of them left. But you know, and none of it was right after the end of MC5. But what you hear in this song is, you know, you hear kind of the death of the band being prophesized, right? Heading for a brand new place, basically jail, and not much going on for anybody. There'd be no big recording careers or anything from these guys, you know, particularly. Wayne Kramer was the most prolific. He had a lot of solo albums eventually. And he was the jail guy as well. This was the end of MC5. It was kind of the end of Detroit. You know, this is Detroit's kind of having a big downfall. So all these bands are kind of gone. You know, Ted Nugent rises from the ashes and has quite an acceptable career. But so this is the end of MC5 after three albums. Nirvana, all apologies. I didn't want to use this here because I used it in the episode of, you know, great last songs, best last songs. I wish I was like you, easily amused. Find my nest to salt. Everything's my fault. I'll take all the blame. Aqua, seafoam, shame. Sunburn, freezer burn, choking on the ashes of our enemy. So that's kind of fatalistic as well. Of course, we lose Kurt shortly thereafter. You know, Riders on the Storm, you know, Mick Phelan kind of brought up and kind of makes a good point about this. I thought this was kind of cool. The lyrics are not too, you know, prophetic or on, but it's kind of neat. So as Mick puts it, after all his excess rage and Lizard King madness, we see a man crying out for love, asking his muse Pam to stand by him. In the end, the lines are poetic, no airs and graces, no artistic self-indulgent. You know, basically the last words that we get from Jim Morrison on an official Doors album are, girl, you gotta love your man, girl, you gotta love your man, take him by the hand, make him understand, the world on you depends, our life will never end, gotta love your man, Riders on the Storm, Riders on the Storm, into this house we're born, into this world we're thrown, like a dog without a bone, an actor out on loan, Riders on the Storm. And obviously, the music is very, like, you know, placid but still moody and spooky. So, yeah, musically speaking, you know, lyrically, sure, I would say so. But also musically speaking, you know, this is a pretty spooky wave to hear, you know, the last words of Jim Morrison on an official Doors album. Ramones, is an interesting one as well. You've got Adios Amigos is their last album. The last song on it is called Born to Die in Berlin. Goes, I sprinkle cocaine on the floor when no one was watching. I close my eyes and let myself sleep. Creeps and dirty bastards, demons waiting by my bed. There's no choice or difference. No one seems to notice. Sometimes I feel like screaming. Sometimes I feel I just can't win. Sometimes I feel my soul is as restless as the wind. Maybe I was born to die in Berlin. And as far as I know, nobody died in Berlin, but, you know, the original four Ramones on that very first Ramones album anyways are all gone, right? We have lost every single one of them. So that's pretty interesting. But in this, I also hear the, you know, the sometimes I feel like screaming, sometimes I feel I just can't win. The Ramones felt like that by the end. They felt like they just can't get a break. They can't get bigger. They're kind of staying the same size with their cult following. Can't sell any records. This was a planned retirement with this Adios Amigos, which you can tell from the album title itself. Then we've got Budgie. Their last song, unfortunately this hurt their career, but you know, because they had these silly song titles and Burke was always kind of undermining the metalness. But the last song, believe it or not, is called I'm Compressing the Comb on a Cockerel's Head. But it goes, seizing up my hip, think I'm gonna die, got to bite my lip because I'm running out of time. Heard about the same state, gotta make it pose. That is not the way that I can hear you grow. I'm compressing the comb on a cockerel's head. My heart ain't broken, my bones are broken. My heart ain't broken, my bones are broken. So there you go. I mean, there's Burke kind of going out with his final lyric, you know, prophesizing the fragility and weakness that he's going to have. You know, he dies eventually from essentially, you know, COPD, I suppose you would call it, I believe. And then we got one more, Van Halen. The last song of theirs is This Beat's Working, Baby. This Beat's Working, Baby, because I'm red hot, baby, like it or not. So yeah, it's just a Van Halen statement on, you know, what their job has been like all those years at Beats Working kind of thing. Couple on other honorable mentions that don't really have anything to do with death. We've got Roxy Music, True to Life, Avalon, Travel Way Downtown in Search of Nothing But the Sky at Night, and The Diamond Lady. Well, she's not talking, but that's all right. So I turn the pages and tell the story from town to town. People tell me to be determined. Poor country boy, too much luck means too much trouble. Much time alone, but arm in arm with my seaside diamond, I'll soon be home. So much time alone. After the last Roxy Music album, Avalon, there would be, you know, it was a long time ago. I think it's 1982. And Brian Ferry would just start spending much time alone and be a solo artist. And even that was kind of spare. There wasn't a lot we got out of him. But, you know, the Boys and Girls album was pretty big. It was basically Avalon Part 2, and it did rather well. Sex Pistols have an interesting last little bank of lyrics, I find, as well. Their last song is EMI. Unlimited edition with an unlimited supply. That was the only reason we all had to say goodbye. Unlimited supply, EMI. There's no reason why, EMI. I'll tell you, it was all a frame. They only did it because of fame. I do not need the pressure. I can't stand those useless fools. Unlimited supply. Hello, EMI. Goodbye, A&M. So kind of, you know, a hello, goodbye, which was essentially sums up their career. Hello, one album, amazing album, goodbye, and then it's kind of all over. But yeah, it's couched in this, you know, the famous story about them getting signed and dropped because of them offending people at the label kind of thing. The Smiths, I Won't Share You from Strange Ways, Here We Come. Want the freedom, I want the guile, I want the freedom and the guile. Oh, life tends to come and go, as long as you know, I won't share you. So that's kind of interesting. The very last thing we hear from the, and then it goes, I'll see you sometimes. I'll see you sometime, darling. So it's like, it's Morrissey kind of saying goodbye. He's saying, I won't share you. It's like, he's not sharing the Smiths. He's not sharing, you know, they had that massive royalties problem and all that stuff, but he's not going to share a career with Johnny Marr anymore. He's going to go off and be a very prolific solo artist. Johnny Marr is going to be prolific as well, but kind of interesting. The last thing we hear from Morrissey is, I won't share you. The Beatles have, you know, Get Back, Go Home, Get Back, Get Back, Get Back to Where You Once Belonged. Genesis, on Calling All Stations, the Genesis album nobody knows about, because Phil Collins isn't even on it. But the last one there is called One Man's Fool. There are only dreams like any other. There are only hopes and beliefs, one like any other. There are only dreams like any other. So here they are dreaming of a continued career, and it doesn't happen. King Crimson, you know, the last lyric we hear from King Crimson on the last King Crimson album is, you have to be happy with what you have to be happy with. Kind of interesting, kind of a resignation that they're not going to get any bigger, or Adrian is not going to be part of this whole thing, or he's not going to get any bigger or be, you know, recognized for the amazing talent he is. He's one of my favorite rockers of all time. Kiss, the last thing we hear from Kiss is a song called Last Chance. This is your last chance to get it right. Do your dance on the edge of the knife. Do your dance on the edge of the knife. Let's go. This is your last chance. Wow. Their last song is Last Chance. That was their last chance. The Monster album. Max Webster, an interesting one. Cry Out for Your Life. This was always kind of like a sad, heavy song, swirling, kind of just despondent. But, you know, the Pied Du Bois lyric goes, you got gold you can't hold in your hands. You can witness devotion in your heart, see in your hands and eyes. You peek at the image of the earth, on and off your shoulder, at your pleasure in your eyes. You seek water when in drought in your heart, and you laugh at each brief illusion in your eyes. Cry out for your life tonight. So pretty abstract, but, I can feel in that the frustration that, you know, there was a lot of bad blood at the end of Max Webster. They hadn't made it yet. This is their last album, Universal Juveniles. They've had some lineup shuffles. It's kind of a heavy, smothering, oppressive album. And in that abstract, you know, typically kind of like a bright lyric, you hear some darkness in there as well from Pi. So there you go. I guess a lot of honorable mentions. Some of those honorable mentions, I planned the first ones as also having death in them, just like our examples, and the other honorable mentions of these last lyrics from these bands didn't particularly have death attached to them, but there you go. If you like this show and want to support future episodes, please go to Ko-fi, rhymeswithnofi.com/ Martin Popoff. Hit that red support button and buy me a coffee or a pint. On that front this week, I would like to thank David Barsky, Andy at Black Sugar Transmission, David Block, wow, very generous, David, again, take a long break, Bruce Campbell, again, you deserve a long break as well, thank you very much, Lee Clifford, Delia Downing, Tim Durling, David Fisher, Jeremy French, Kelly Clockers, Ronald Kramer, Jamie Laszlo, Monty Olson, Augustine Garcia de Paredes, Steve Pilleri, Dave Rosenson, Brian Sager, John Stuckey, and Daryl Woodard. Thank you all very much. You can go to martinpopoff.com for all your book needs. Of course, the new one just in is the Pink Floyd Dark Side of the Moon 50 Years. Big coffee table book, comes in a hard slip cover with die cut for the prism. It's got kind of the rainbow image on it as well, you know, the mother of pearl or whatever, the cool silver, I don't know, kind of thing. I actually ran out of them, but I ordered more right away, so I am going to get some more in, but that is proven to be a bit of a hit. I still got the Dio books, and I still got a few copies left of my favorite book I've ever written, which is that Lively Arts, The Damned Deconstructed. I swear, it's the best writing I've ever done. I basically went over every single Damned song. You know, it's a thin book. It's not much to look at. It's thin because there's not a lot of pictures. There's a lot of words. It's a full-length book. But yeah, that should turn you into a Damned fan if you aren't one already. But yeah, I think that's the book I'm proudest of everything I've done in terms of the writing and what's in there, and hopefully some insights and stuff, and supporting that great band, The Damned. So there you go. Let us know over at the Facebook if you, if you can think of, I love these examples, especially when there's death involved, of these famous last words, these famous last songs. Let me know if you think of any more. Like I say, this episode took a lot of research, so there were a whole bunch of bands I checked already, and it was kind of a dud. What they said didn't kind of line up all that well. So I checked a lot more bands than the ones I brought to you in this episode. Anyways, yeah. Go play some of this morbid music, these famous last words, ponder mortality, go to the Facebook, let me know which ones I missed.
Find all of our shows, notes, social, and links at www.pantheonpodcast.com or wherever you listen to great podcasts.
All songs can be found for purchase on iTunes, Spotify, or Google Play. Please purchase these great and important tracks. Find us on Facebook at the RNRAP. We are on Instagram at RNR Archaeology. Tweet us at RNR Archaeology.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more Fantasy Points.